This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
On this Earth Day, scientists continue to warn carbon emissions need to drop to net zero by 2050 to avoid the worst effects of climate change. One of the many challenges is that dire warnings about global warming may overwhelm some people who feel helpless to take action. Danielle Kading reports from one small city in western Wisconsin that has made significant strides in slashing its use of fossil fuels.
River Falls Conservation and Efficiency Coordinator Mike Noreen walks along roughly 800 solar panels near a small marsh just off a busy highway. For more than a decade, the Western Wisconsin city has been working to make the community as green as possible. River Falls, which runs its own utility, built the state's first city-owned solar garden in 2015. Noreen says residents and businesses can buy a share of the power it generates.
Each month, one of those panels will produce X number of kilowatt hours. That is then credited on your utility bill, and your bill goes down.
The solar garden is one small part of the city's clean energy mix. It also uses hydroelectric power generated from the Kinnickinnick River. Last year, River Falls began powering all city buildings with 100% renewable energy by buying electricity from wind, solar, and biogas projects through its primary power supplier. For an extra $3 per month, Noreen says people can buy renewable energy through a program that aims to reduce reliance on power produced by fossil fuels.
If you want to reduce your carbon footprint, which we all need to do, renewable energy, we're going to have to go there. And we can't say we're going to do it in 2050. You have to do it now. And these are all options you can do right now.
Governor Tony Evers has set a goal for the state to go carbon neutral by 2050, but environmental groups are urging the state and utilities to speed up those goals. River Falls wants to have 21% of customers buying renewable energy by the end of this year. In 2019, only Portland, Oregon's utility had a higher share of customers taking part in green pricing programs among utilities. But spurring people to action to combat global warming can be a challenge. A climate survey conducted last year found 40% of Americans feel helpless to do anything about global warming. Dominique Brossard is a communications professor at UW-Madison. She says focusing on the devastating impacts of global warming may demoralize people and cause them to distance themselves from the problem.
So just having a one-size-fits-all, fear-based type of messaging, obviously it's not working. Because if it was working, we had more people that would do something about it.
Brossard says strategies based on hope have been successful in sparking climate action. But some researchers argue emotions shouldn't be viewed as levers that can be pulled to get people involved. Brossard says climate communicators need to find the best way to reach people where they're at and address their concerns. And that's what they've done in River Falls. The city's administrator, Scott Simpson, says they've set goals and exceeded them through support from the community and their power supplier.
So it's kind of a mixing pot of a lot of positive qualities, positive energy, can-do spirit to find ways to do things, and courage to say it's okay if we're the first to do something, we can try it out.
After looking at that haircut, to me, that says it all.
Tony Small owns a barbershop in downtown River Falls. The thing that motivated him to pay more for renewable energy is that he wanted to do his part to take care of the earth for his loved ones.
To me, that's big. I have a family, so I want to see the progression of our civilization continue to rise. If there's ways that we can produce energy for cheaper prices, that would be great. If there's ways that we can do it cleaner and efficient, let's do it.
Small says he feels optimistic after taking part in the program.
Doing nothing will allow us to get nothing, nowhere. So I feel like this is a great opportunity to take heed and see what we can do to make these necessary changes.
Whatever motivates people, Noreen says the city is trying to meet their needs to encourage them to support renewable energy because, as science has shown, there's no time to waste. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.